Hello, this is Ronika Burns, founder and CEO of You Are Beautifully Made, and I'm sitting here with Camille Simmons.
Hello, Rochester.
We are here to tell you about a fabulous event that is coming up for the Rochester community. We are having our fourth annual Mother and Daughter Conference. It's going to be happening Saturday, April 15th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at East High School. And we are calling out to invite you, yes, you, to come to this fabulous event. All women and girls are invited. Yes, godparents, foster parents, aunties that act like parents, grandparents. If you would like to come, we want you there. Come and get this fabulous opportunity for you and your daughters.
I am so excited about this, Ronika, and so excited that I'm able to join you and be part of this vision that you have around Beautifully Made. And I know that this conference is targeting young girls between the ages of 10 and 16, along with the women that you described just now. And they will not miss out if they make it there. And one of the reasons I appreciate you so much is I've been able to observe and be part of, in some cases, many of the different events that you've done over the years. I remember the Juneteenth walk that you did, the mother-daughter tea time. I even remember the Fix Your Crown retreat. And that was when I was able to actually specifically interact with people. And I hosted a workshop called A Rose is Still a Rose. And I still remember those babies in that room. I have some pictures that I can look at sometimes. And the mothers and the safe space that it created for those mothers and daughters. So I really appreciate the work you're doing. And I know that this was not just birthed out of a great idea, which we know this is so needed in the Rochester community, but it came from a very personal place as well. Tell us more about that.
Yes. So my daughter, who is now 25 years old, at the age of 13, she started to smell herself and she started to act out. And so in African-American community, we say, oh, they just showing out a little bit, but they'll be OK. Well, this wasn't just a little showing out. This was my daughter was actually going through mental health crisis. She was going through mental health situations that I couldn't handle personally. I didn't have people in my community. I didn't have people in my family that could actually help me with this situation. So it caused me to think, okay, what do I do now? Where do I go from here? And so in 2017, I decided to come up with an organization to focus on mother and daughter relationships with mental health, because this right here is something that is dear, not only dear to my heart, but dear to a lot of people in the community. We don't know who to go to. We don't know who to access. We don't even know how to talk about it because it is so frowned upon in the world, in society. But this is something that we need to. We need to really talk about mental health and let people know that it's okay. It's okay that you have mental health. It's okay that you're going through something right now, but You Are Beautifully Made is here to help.
And it's so awesome that the world, hopefully, is starting to evolve and become more sophisticated around their understanding of mental health, because mental health is just like your physical health. You really have to take care of it and be accepting of, if you need help, get help. And so creating these spaces is so important. We recognize that here in the Rochester community specifically, we have a great cry for mental health. Social, emotional supports are needed across this city and surrounding counties, if you will. And so just being able to be in a space where the stigma is not there, where people are accepted for who they are, and you are opening the doors to helping folks identify where resources might even be, is a pivotal need in this particular community.
Yes, because I want people to know I am not an expert in mother and daughter relationships. I am not an expert on mental health. I'm coming from a point of my own personal experience. And I'm so decided to bring everybody in the community that does this for a living. You know, it's wonderful people in the Rochester community that focus on this type of work. Why not bring them to the table and then invite the community for them to come and get access to them? It is so key and so important that we have people that look like us, that represent where we come from, to be at the same table with us. So, you know, just thinking of the different approaches for You Are Beautifully Made, you know, to let people know, listen, we're not here to judge. We're not here to say that you shouldn't be doing or should be doing something. We are just here to say, hey, sis, I got your back.
Absolutely. We need to have each other's backs. That's what it's really all about. And that's how you grow. That's how you get to where you need to be. So I love that we're going to be wrapping our arms around these babies. I call them babies. Wrapping our arms around their parents as well, mm-hmm. you know. And so, again, it's an inclusive space. It's a safe space. And it's a space where people will come out better because of it.
Yeah, so we have a fabulous day planned. We got a DJ. We got some people going to be doing some music. We're going to be doing some dancing because we also want to focus on health and well-being of our personal, you know, personal fitness and things of that nature. In the past, we have Karen from Exercise Express come mm-hmm. out, and she just did, you know, had people dancing yes. and people not realizing of that they're exercising. Mm-hmm. So you've got fabulous workshops. We're going to be talking about, we got workshops. Workshops just for women, just for girls, and for women and girls together. So it's options that you have to come to make you feel safe in a safe space.
Yes. And, you know, again, I want to reemphasize something you said when you talked about your daughter and what brought you to creating such a experience of You Are Beautifully Made. And that is the fact that when a child is acting out, boy or girl, it is normally the fact that there's a need that it has not been met, and you were able to recognize that in your daughter, and arming additional parents and caregivers in this community with that knowledge and insight could have such an impact. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so yes. excited that on April 15th, you're going to be having this conference. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stop talking so you can finish telling them about all the other things.
Yes. So we are asking if you are a school teacher, if you are a counselor, if you are someone that works in mental health, if you are a mother, if you are a daughter, please, we want you to come out to this wonderful event. Come and get this great strength of knowledge as well as resources that can help you get through. We are actually looking for volunteers. So if you would like to be a volunteer for this event, please come and contact Ronika Burns at youbeautifullymade@gmail.com. You can also go on our website, youarebeautifullymade.org, and we will definitely help you get navigated to be a volunteer.
And how do people register for this particular event?
Yeah, so registration, first of all, this is a free event. I should have said that first.
Oh, wait a minute.
Free.
It's free? That's the magic word. Free.com.
Free.com. Yes. And you could go on Eventbrite and register. Registration is required, but this is a free event for everyone involved. And we will have awesome food. We will be having awesome drinks throughout the whole day. And it's going to be from 9 to 3, an all-day conference filled and packed with love. So come on out and join us Saturday, April 15th at East High School for this wonderful Women and Girls Conference. No matter what you are going through, no matter what you've been through, you are still beautifully made.